Alright everybody, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Build in the Unknown. We're diving deep into something real today, something that affects all of us at some point, our mental health. Now, I know what you're thinking, Asher, another podcast about being positive. Nope, not quite. Today we're talking about self-compassion, which is a little different. It's not just about slapping on a smile when things get tough, it's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your best friend. Ever felt like you're beating yourself up over a mistake? You know that feeling when you dwell on every flaw and every misstep? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if instead of that inner critic, you had an inner cheerleader who says, "Hey, it's okay. We learn from these things." That's the power of self-compassion, and trust me, it can be a game changer for your mental health. First off, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging them, feeling them fully, and then treating yourself with care instead of judgment. Think of it like this. Imagine you stubbed your toe, ouch. You wouldn't yell at yourself for tripping, right? You'd probably say, "Damn, that hurt," and maybe even soothe the throbbing with an ice pack. Same thing with our emotional stumbles. We need to acknowledge them with kindness and understanding, not harsh criticism. Second, self-compassion helps us build resilience. We all face setbacks, disappointments, and challenges. But when we treat ourselves with compassion during those tough times, it makes it easier to bounce back. It's like having a safety net that catches you when you fall, allowing you to learn from the experience and move forward stronger. Third, self-compassion can actually boost our self-esteem. When we're constantly criticizing ourselves, it chips away at our confidence. But when we practice self-compassion, we remind ourselves that we're worthy of love and acceptance, flaws and all. It's like giving ourselves a mental high five for simply showing up in this world, imperfections included. Fourth, self-compassion can strengthen our relationships. When we treat ourselves with kindness, it naturally spills over into how we interact with others. We become more understanding, patient, and forgiving, not just of others, but also of ourselves when we inevitably make mistakes. And finally, practicing self-compassion is a continuous journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, feel those waves of self-criticism crashing in. That's perfectly normal. Just remember to gently guide yourself back to that place of kindness and understanding. Treat yourself like the amazing human being you are, even on your toughest days. You know, I was talking to a friend recently who was going through a tough time. They were beating themselves up over a project that didn't go as planned. I said to them, "Hey, remember that time when?" And then I shared a story about a time I made a similar mistake. It wasn't about minimizing their feelings, but about showing them they weren't alone in this experience. We laughed a bit about it, acknowledged the frustration, and then talked about how we could learn from it. That moment of shared vulnerability and self-compassion helped my friend feel less isolated and more empowered to move forward. So remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, even when things get tough. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a dear friend. It's not selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do today to practice more self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build this community of support together. And don't forget to subscribe to Build in the Unknown so you never miss an episode. We've got a ton more inspiring conversations coming up, all designed to help you navigate the unknown and create a life you love. Until next time, keep building, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourself.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.